Well, Samwise Gamgee, this is the end.
Oh, Master, it's gone. The burden. You're free.
Yes, free.
Oh, but your poor hand. And I have nothing to bind it with or comfort it. I would have spared him a whole hand of mine, rather. He's gone forever. Fallen into the cracks of doom.
Oh, Sam. But for him, I could not have destroyed the ring. The quest would have been in vain, even at the bitter end. So let us forgive him. For the quest is achieved. Now all is over. Oh, Sam Gamgee, I am glad you are here with me. Here at the end of all things.
Yes, I am with you, Master. And you're with me. And the journey's finished. But after coming all that way, I don't want to give up yet. It's not like me, somehow.
Maybe not, Sam. But it is like things are in the world. You see, hopes fail. An end comes. We have only a little time to wait now. Soon, we shall be engulfed in these rivers of fire. We are lost in ruin and downfall. And there is no escape.
Well, Master, we could at least go further from this dangerous place here. Now, couldn't we? Well, come on, Mr. Frodo. Let's go down the path, at any rate.
Very well, Sam. If you wish to go, I'll come.
Well, what a tale we've been in, Mr. Frodo, haven't we? I wish I could hear it told. Well, do you think they'll say, now comes the story of nine-fingered Frodo and the Ring of Doom?
Oh.
And then everyone will hush and listen.
I wish I could hear it.
I wonder how it will go after our part.
I can go no further, Sam.
Sir.
The smoke and the fumes. Let us stay here.
Very well, Mr. Frodo. Here we stay. That's strange, Mr. Frodo. I thought I heard eagles. Very strange. The eagle. Eagles.
It was Gwaihir the eagle and his brothers who came to them out of the north, bearing Gandalf across the ruin of Mordor to the aid of Frodo and Samwise.
Bless me. Ooh. How long have I been asleep? What a dream I had. Oh, I'm glad to wake. No, wasn't a dream. Well, then, where are we?
In the land of Ithilien, and in the keeping of the king who awaits you.
Well, Gandalf, I thought you were dead.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was dead myself. Was everything sad going to come untrue? What's happened in the world?
A great shadow has departed. Well, Master Samwise, how do you feel?
How do I feel? I don't know how to say it. I feel like spring after winter, sun on the leaves, like trumpets and harps and all the songs I ever heard. Oh, but how's Mr. Frodo? Oh, isn't it a shame about his poor hand? I hope he's all right otherwise. He had a cruel time.
Yes, I'm all right otherwise, Sam. I fell asleep again waiting for you. You sleepy head. I was awake early this morning, but and now it must be nearly noon.
Noon? What, noon of what day?
The 14th of the new year. Or, if you like, the 8th day of April in the Shire reckoning. Oh. But in Gondor, The new year will always begin upon the 25th of March when Sauron fell, and when the eagles brought you out of the fire to the king.
The king? What king?
The king of Gondor and lord of the western lands, who has taken back all his ancient realm. He will ride soon to his crowning. He awaits only to do honor to the ring bearers.
Look, Mr. Frodo, look here. It's Pippin and Merry. How they've grown. Bless me. I can see there's more tales to tell in ours.
There are indeed. And we'll begin telling them as soon as we may, for it will take weeks.
And then Frodo will have to be locked up in a tower in Minas Tirith and write it all down. Otherwise he will forget half of it and poor old Bilbo will be dreadfully disappointed.
Dear, dear hobbits. I never thought to see you again.
Gimli and Legolas!
Hail Frodo! Hail Samwise!
The first and second born of the races of Middle-earth salute
it's
you.
It's a joy to see you both again.
Come. The king is waiting. There'll be time enough later for reunions.
Hail, Frodo.
Sam.
Well, if that isn't the crown of all.
Strider!
Or I'm still asleep.
Yes, Strider. It is a long way, is it not, from Bree, where you did not like the look of me. A long way for all of us, but yours has been the darkest road. I bend my knee in acknowledgement of that.
No, Strider. You must not bow, not to us.
Come. You shall sit upon my throne. There. Praise them with great praise.
Praise them! Praise them!
Let the minstrel sing to us.
Now listen to my lay, for I will sing to you of Frodo of the Nine Fingers and the Ring of Doom.
What about us? Will we be licked too?
Oh, great glory and splendor, all my wishes have come true.
Dear, dear Sam.
Frodo went forth on a fateful journey.
As the minstrel sang to them, away in the west, upon the walls of Gondor, stood Faramir and Eowyn. A great wind rose, and their hair, raven and golden, streamed out, mingling in the air. The sun was unveiled, the light leapt forth, and the waters of the river Anduin shone like silver.
See, Eowyn, the darkness has passed.
And look how a mighty eagle comes to us from out the east.
Now you will wish to go and meet your brother and share in the celebration of this victory.
No, Lord. I will tarry here.
Why?
Do you not know?
Two reasons there may be, but which it is I do not know. Either you still fear to see the Lord Aragorn, or you wish to stay with me. Eowyn, do you not love me, or will you not?
I had wished to be loved by another. But I desire no man's pity.
Look at me, Eowyn. I love you. Once I pitied your sorrow, but now... Were you sorrowless, without fear or any lack? Were you the blissful queen of Gondor? Still, I would love you. Eowyn, do you not love me?
I stand in Minas Anor, the Tower of the Sun. And behold, the shadow has departed. No longer do I desire to be a queen.
That is well, for I am not a king. Yet I will wed with the White Lady of Rohan, if it be her will.
Then let it be as my good lord wishes.
Eowyn. The last steward of Gondor begs leave to surrender his office.
The office is not ended, and it shall be thine and thy heirs as long as my line shall last. And the princedom of Ithilien shall be thine also. Now, steward, do your office.
Men of Gondor, hear now the steward of the realm. Behold, one has come to claim the kingship again at last. Here is Aragorn, son of Arathorn, chieftain of the Dúnedain of Arnor, captain of the host of the West, bearer of the Star of the North, wielder of the sword that was broken, victorious in battle, whose hands bring healing, the Elfstone. Elessar of the line of Valandil, Isildur's son, Elendil's son of Númenor. Shall he be king and enter into the city and dwell there?
Yea.
Men of Gondor, using the authority of the steward, I have today brought hither the crown of Eärnur, the last king, whose days passed in the time of our long fathers of old. Take it now, lord.
Et relo endorena utulien simoni maruvan ar hildinjar ten ambametta. By the labor and valor of many I have come into my inheritance. In token of this, I would have the ring-bearer bring the crown to me, and let Mithrandir set it upon my head, if he will, for he has been the mover of all that has been accomplished, and this is his victory.
Go on, Frodo. Take the crown from Faramir and bring it to me.
Yes.
Aragorn, son of Arathorn, I crown you king of Gondor and Arnor. Now come the days of the king, and may they be blessed while the thrones of the Valar endure.
Behold, the king.
And the tree that was withered shall be renewed, and he shall plant in the high places, and the city shall be blessed.
So the glad days passed. Then one night Gandalf took Aragorn out from the city and brought him to Mount Mindaluin, and there, below the snows that clad the lofty peaks, they looked down over the precipice that stood behind the city of Gondor.